Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
The Indian Cabinet, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken some critical decisions. The Cabinet has approved the Export Promotion Mission to strengthen India's export ecosystem. With an outlay of ₹25,060 crore, the Cabinet has approved the Credit Guarantee Scheme for exporters. It has also approved the royalty rates for minerals critical for green energy, and it has passed an important resolution on the explosion near Red Fort in Delhi. To understand these decisions and how they will benefit the country, we have with us a very, very special guest in the studios of Akashvani. We're joined in by senior economic analyst, Shri Sharad Kohli ji. Sharad ji, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Good evening, Vaibhav, and good evening to all the listeners of Akashvani.
Before we move further with the discussion, let's hear the words of Union Cabinet Minister, Shri Ashwini Vaishnav.
तीन बड़े और फैसले लिए गए. सबसे पहला एक नया एक्सपोर्ट प्रमोशन मिशन लॉन्च किया गया है. दूसरा क्रेडिट गारंटी स्कीम एक्सपोर्टर्स के लिए. आज की जो परिस्थितियां हैं उन परिस्थितियों में क्रेडिटर्स हमारे एक्सपोर्टर्स को कैसे सपोर्ट करें उसके लिए क्रेडिट गारंटी स्कीम 20,000 करोड़ रुपीज की आज अप्रूव हुई है कैबिनेट में माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में. और तीसरा हमारे जो क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का प्रोडक्शन है उसके ऊपर कानून में एक अमेंडमेंट किया गया है जिससे कि क्रिटिकल मिनरल प्रोडक्शन कैन इंक्रीज इन अ कंट्री. द एक्सपोर्ट प्रमोशन मिशन, दिस इज अ वेरी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव मिशन विच हैज बीन अप्रूव्ड बाय द कैबिनेट अंडर द लीडरशिप ऑफ आवर ऑनरेबल प्राइम मिनिस्टर. As you recall, in the previous budget, this announcement was made that one export promotion mission will be started. So, aaj ye export promotion mission start kiya gaya hai. 25,060 crore rupees ka iska outlay hai. 6 saal ki iski avdhi hai. Aur isme bahut hi comprehensive tarike se pure complete export ke ecosystem ko support karne ka isme decision liya gaya hai. Do iske pillars hain. Pehla pillar hai niryat protsahan aur dusra hai niryat disha. इसका कंप्लीट डिजिटल इम्प्लीमेंटेशन होगा कॉमर्स मिनिस्ट्री में. निर्यात प्रोत्साहन ये प्राइमरीली क्रेडिट की अवेलेबिलिटी और क्रेडिट की कॉस्ट कम हो उस पर फोकस किया गया है.
Sharad ji, two very important decisions to discuss. First, the Cabinet has approved the Export Promotion Mission and also the approval for the Credit Guarantee Scheme for exporters, a dual methodology of the government through which they wish to promote exports of the country, make the system completely strong, and they wish to safeguard the system from international vagaries. Your views, sir?
Absolutely. I think this is a double bonanza for the exporters because it's very rare. And this also speaks of India's prowess of exports, because if a cabinet decides on specialized schemes for exporters, that too with this volume, 25,060 crores for the export promotion mission. In fact, export promotion mission has been in discussion for a long time. And then CGSE, the credit guarantee scheme for exporters, both combined together, 45,060 crores, which is a very, very sizable amount. And this will be spread across 6 years. I think the exporters in India have a reason to heave a sigh of relief and also to celebrate. I'll tell you why both. Because as he mentioned, twofold objective. One was Niryat Protsahan, which is encouragement, you know, to encourage exporters to probably find newer markets, to encourage exporters to look for newer directions, to encourage exporters also to go for credit, which is available at a lower cost, because any export-related activity is backed by a manufacturing activity or some kind of an activity which is involved in business. For example, marine products. Well, marine products also involve processing of marine products and so and so. Gems and jewelry, textiles, leather, footwear, these are the industries which had particularly suffered after the U.S. levied 50% tariffs, because these exporters, especially those who were majorly or wholly dependent on America, I think there were a series of dialogues and discussions ever since these tariffs were levied a few weeks ago between the ministry and the export promotion councils, the export promotion organizations, the trade associations dealing with exports. There were a series of dialogues between Ministry of Commerce and the government, you know, to find out ways and means as to how to support the exporters. And exporters themselves, you know, they were in touch with 40 other countries to find alternates to this American policy, which has probably impacted the export to a certain extent. And, you know, finding new market, the other objective was finding new directions. Now, direction obviously means that you, which is called Niryat Disha, that to give them newer directions. Now, these directions, in my mind, have two meanings there, Babir. One, of course, is providing them newer markets. America is not the end of the world. We're looking at Europe, we're looking at Middle East, we're looking at Southeast Asia, we're looking at Africa, we're looking at South America, we're looking at Australia, we're looking at Japan, we're looking at the rest of the world. Well, the message was that America is not the end of the world, so you don't need to get disheartened if you lost some orders because of the tariffs. Well, that's not the end of the world. Second was that the manufacturers who were not exporting so far, the manufacturers who were making some fantastic products, they had established their, I would say, their reputation in India, but they did not find direction to go abroad and sell their products. So this particular mission is going to, for example, one of the objectives would be to go and organize exhibitions. What is the way if a manufacturer wants to sell products abroad? He gropes. He doesn't know as to what to do. So that one of the ways is go and organize and participate in the exhibition so that people see your products, people experience your products. You give presentations in the trade councils overseas, remain in touch with the high commissions and the embassies of India overseas. So I think this will be a consolidated effort, I would say, to make sure that these exporters find newer markets and they are able to go global with their product. And I think the exporters who are listening to me and you, Vaibhav, I would like to personally convey to them that don't just listen to this as a scheme. You must go through the details, the nitty-gritties of the scheme, and you should see as to how does this apply to your line of manufacturing, to your line of business, and how can you avail the benefit. And one of the major things in as far as the credit guarantee is concerned is because when the American tariffs were levied, there was a problem of working capital. Some exporters I met, they had a lot of unsold stock. Some exporters I met, they had, they found other markets. But then, for example, for engineering goods, they needed a bit of tweaking in the machinery that they were carrying for making these goods, or they needed a different kind of raw material. So they needed more money. So that's where this credit guarantee scheme for exporters comes to the rescue, that you'll get now finance at a lower cost. You'll get it easily. The terms and conditions would be more relaxed. So you can go for this finance, diversify your product, diversify your market, expand your market, explore newer avenues. I think it's for me, if you ask me, because I come from the world of economics and business, for me, if I was an exporter, this would have been a double bonanza. And I'm sure in the days to come, in the weeks to come, the exporters are going to relish this. The exporters are going to get back to work, especially the ones who felt that probably they've lost their world after the American tariffs available.
Sharad, you rightly said that it's a double bonanza, and of course we know how important money is to the business. With an outlay of more than 45,000 crores, the cabinet approvals for export promotion mission as well as the credit guarantee scheme for exporters, it will not just support liquidity, it will support market diversification in the vagaries of the international market and the ever-changing scenario of business. It will increase employment opportunities and enhance global competitiveness of Indian exporters. Your view, sir?
Absolutely. When you take your product overseas, when you start exporting, obviously, if you were exporting, let's say, 100 units in India, for example, and you get order for another 50 units, now you need 150. So you need to produce 150, which means you need to enhance your production capacity. And when you enhance your production capacity, you not just make capital investment, but you need more hands to run that machinery. So that's the way it generates more employment. Our country gets more foreign exchange, you know, for that matter, our foreign exchange coffers, you know, they get enriched, then more taxes being collected by the government. I think it's a win-win situation. The entire business and economic cycle, you know, starts moving faster. It gets bigger as well. And above all, I think India's reputation as a global factory, as of now, that position seemingly is being kept by China. But India is in the best position, Weber, to go and take that place or come as close to that place as always. And ever since the government of India launched that Make in India line, the famous monogram of that particular scheme, Make in India, which was made of all machinery parts, I think that lion has started roaring. It had started roaring earlier also, but it's roaring even louder now. And I'm sure these two schemes will provide impetus to the exporters, which they were looking for until now. And I think there's no looking back.
We truly hope, Sharadji, that the lion roars well, as this is the Amrit Kaal, the golden period nearing the 100 years of India's independence. Talking about changing times, Sharadji, the cabinet has approved rationalization of royalty rates for graphite, cesium, rubidium and zirconium minerals critical for green energy. Now, green energy, important for the whole world, important for the future. Every country wants sustainable energy for itself. How important is the decision of the cabinet at this critical time regarding these minerals, not just in terms of the critical minerals, but also in terms of green energy?
Extremely important, I would say, Weber, because critical minerals and these rare earth minerals, whatever name you may call it, they have been talk of the town in the last few weeks, I would say, and in fact for some time. Well, China has been having its supremacy over exploration, over processing. Almost 90% of the processing happens in China. Almost 60% to 70% of the exploration also happens in China. Well, China started preparing itself many years ago. And I think India, there is no dearth of these critical minerals. Just that the explorers needed a bit of an impetus. And here comes the impetus, because the royalty rationalization for the institutions, companies, whosoever is involved in exploration of these minerals, I think now they will have more incentive. They will be able to explore it easily. And when we talk of graphite, we talk of cesium, we talk of rubidium, we talk of zirconium. There are 17, in fact, in all these rare earth minerals. And I think the importance can be understood by the fact that the recent trade tensions between America and China, the bone of contention of that tension was rare earth minerals, because China had suspended the export of rare minerals. And, you know, the dependence of the world now, not just America, whether it's defense equipment, whether it's electronic equipment, whether it's green energy equipment, there is so much of dependence on these rare earth minerals that people never used to notice earlier, because things were as smooth as they were. But ever since their importance is being recognized now, I think India, obviously, the intention of the government is that India should become self-sufficient. India should not be dependent on another country for their imports. So the promotion for exploration, I think, is in that direction. And now the explorers will be able to get better deal. They will be able to get royalty on better terms. And I think if India becomes self-sufficient, India will be able to not just make sure that internal consumption of these rare earth minerals is supported by this supply, but India may also be in a position to export, because all the countries which are exporting rare earth minerals at this point of time, I can tell you as an economist, that those countries are in hot demand. So I think Prime Minister's slogan of being Atmanirbhar ever since COVID came, this is a very, very important step, because as I said, there is no shortage of these minerals. It's just that we need technology, we need efforts, we need institutions and corporates to come forward and explore them. So I think if this particular scheme is able to bring forth that, I think this will work wonders as far as the rare earth minerals. And India will also get that reputation of being rare earth mineral deposit, I would say supplier, being rich in rare earth minerals. And you will see that the whole world will start looking towards India from that angle too.
Sharadji, the Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed profound grief over the loss of lives in the terrorist incident in a car explosion near Red Fort in Delhi. And they directed that the investigation into the incident be pursued with utmost urgency and professionalism so that the perpetrators, their collaborators and their sponsors are identified and brought to justice without any delay. Your view, sir.
This is one incident which needs to be condemned by one and all. Nothing can be more hateful than this. I mean, killing innocent people. Now it is established. I think the government of India is also close to recognizing that this is an act of terrorist activity. And there is a whole module which is working behind. There is a whole chain which is working behind. I'm sure our investigating agencies are working towards unfolding the answers or bringing forth the, you know, the secrets which were hidden, which led to this incident. And my condolences to the families who have lost their loved ones, innocent ones. They are nothing. They are no fault of theirs. They were just crossing that traffic signal. And suddenly somebody decides to blow himself up and so on and so forth. I think this is absolutely condemnable. And I think the government of India is committed towards bringing the perpetrators to justice, and the roots will be dug out, and it will be ensured that wherever they are located, within the country or outside the country. And we've seen that commitment ever since Operation Sindoor happened, and the government had categorically stated that Operation Sindoor has not stopped. So I think once the investigation results are out, once all the chains and the missing links get connected, I'm sure there's going to be very, very comprehensive action for which Government of India remains committed to people of the country.
Sharadji, thank you so much for your valuable insights and for explaining all these vital cabinet decisions in such lucid terms. Thank you for joining us with the studios of Akashvani.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.